For years, communities across Alaska used reimbursements from the state to help pay off bonds used for building and maintaining public school facilities. In 2015, the state stopped reimbursing new school bonds, but continued to help pay off debt from past bonds. Since then, Governor Mike Dunleavy has cut state funding to pay off old bonds as well. Last week, the governor vetoed all state support for municipal school bond debt reimbursement, but he expects to replace the money with federal support. He says the money will be replaced with funding under the Federal CARES Act.
When it comes to the school bond debt reimbursement, these are things that are being impacted by the virus and the ancillary closure that we had to do for the economy. So all of these impacts are affecting these various programs and services.
Last month, the U.S. Senate passed the CARES Act, a $2.2 trillion bill to alleviate damage the coronavirus is inflicting on the economy. Some of that money will end up in Alaska, but exactly how much is unclear. Sarah Hannon represents the Upper Lynn Canal in the State House of Representatives. She is not sure that money from the CARES Act can be used to help cover municipal school bond debt.
What I'm hearing from our side of legal services is we can't fund things like school bond debt, things that were pre-existing in previous fiscal years or asked to be budgeted for in previous fiscal years.
Hannon says she does not oppose passing the cost of state services onto the federal government, but she doesn't want the state to have to pay that back in the future.
No one in the legislature is opposed to us using federal money to fill gaps in our services. The concern is if we spend money in places that the feds say you can't, that they then come back and say, you got to pay us back that money. So we don't want to cross that line and promise things to communities that, by our attorneys' reading, say, we think you can't spend money on that.
The legislature had 5 days to attempt to override the vetoes, but that deadline has passed. Hannon says it is possible some of the money cut by the governor's vetoes could be restored in spending bills, but she doesn't think there is enough support for that right now. The Haynesboro has relied on reimbursements from the state for the last 15 years to pay off the construction of its local school. Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel has been working on the first draft of the municipal budget for the next year. In a memo to the borough assembly, Schnabel wrote that the borough was expecting $448,000 in school bond debt assistance from the state this year. The Alaska Municipal League intends to follow up on Governor Dunleavy's stated commitment to replace vetoed state funds through the stimulus funding provided by the federal government. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.